High in the early night sky, an old telegraph pole stands alone, touching the stars.
A red blinking globe attached to its
top, indicating a radio transmission.
In progress. Signals emit from that post.
The holographic self-made signal of a nomad living in a space of forestry and self-production.
Gravity dynamo, water-driven, feeds the fractional electricity needed for a laptop, jury-rigged for wireless uplink. Lo-fi casting on a high-frequency megacycle, an epic prophecy of climate change, macro, micro, and even nano-sociopolitical changes. The impending void of wastelands festooned with corporate cities. That is the Pirate Radio. Some may think it is another corporate brand distraction, while others say it's the new messiah.
Only the nomad,
looking up, knows exactly what the next transmission
will be about.
Welcome to MentalAsher.net. Yeah. Have your mind blown. www.mental-asher.net. The Brewery Media Group presents
I bought a turkey, threw it down the drain pipe, because someone told me it wasn't even Christmas. I've been hypnotized by a turkey's eyes, yeah. I'm being hypnotized by a turkey's eyes, yeah.
Turkey, threw it down a drain pipe, cause someone told me it wasn't even Christmas. I'm being hypnotized by turkey's eyes, yeah. I'm being hypnotized by turkey's eyes, yeah. I wish my life away, I wished I hadn't, cause I bought a turkey and it was even Christmas. Being hypnotized by turkey's eyes, yeah. Being hypnotized by turkey's eyes, yeah. Didn't like the haircut. I stole a turkey, I wasn't even hungry. Been strapped for cash ever since I left there. I'm being hypnotized by turkey's eyes, yeah. Turkey, threw it down a drain pipe, cause someone told me it wasn't even Christmas. I'm being hypnotized by turkey's eyes, yeah. I'm being hypnotized by turkey's eyes, yeah. I'm being hypnotized.
This territory is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your homes. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys.
Shut up! Do not attempt to think, or depression may occur.
Jeff Weezer, a.k.a. Jeff Weezer, a.k.a.
Stay in your homes. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work.
Mental Estrick's pretty cool. Mental Estrick's pretty cool.
Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision zones after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning.
Mental Estrick's pretty cool. Mental Estrick's pretty
cool. Interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot.
Song is called Life During Wartime.
Yeah, we say making changes starts in the little things you do. Revolution begins at home, but for most of us it ends at two. We're doing something, we're making changes, like changing the brand of crap we buy. We say it makes a difference, but that's just another lie. It used to be and them and you and me, and now we can't reach our potential without a common enemy, a real war to fight against instead of our petty disagreements. How can I rationalize my life during wartime lie? Call to action and a reaction, taking our lives in our own hands. Instead of sitting around and talking about the same old shitty bands. But war's going on right now, and I'm not doing anything about it. Without a crowd, I'm not so loud. I can't do anything by myself. But that's just another lie.
Mental Estrick and Cyberpunk Radio are
Radio
are jointly unique in podcast.
You don't hear none of those stations for hip-hop and R&B playing them. Ask why. In fact, where are those stations today? Somebody better ask somebody that. The people that's most affected by this war are the so-called hip-hop generation.
The army is the best kept secret in the world. And every soldier gets his or her own private room. You can forget that old brown boot image of the army. It's a job like anything else. Just love it.
I remember how it started, remember the time. I was watching Rap City about a quarter to nine. Commercial said the military giving money for school. Caught the bus up to my campus, they were signing recruits. And met this dude named Diablo.
Hello.
Some kind of vet. He explained the situation, told me what to expect. He
now
said,
I'll help you pay for college and train you for work.
Said I could take computer classes and could quit if I want. But best of all was the fact that I'd have my own shit. I had my own space and had my own place to kick. On top of that, I travel and visit the world. Hell, Diablo's head to women overseas was the pearl. Didn't even call my girl. Let's get it on for show. Signed my name, took some tests, and I was out of the dough. A true soldier for America, ready to go. On the road, a vacation will be good for the soul.
What they say now, they lie. What they say for show, for show. They don't play when I come to war. They get down, 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 down.
I showed up at basic training, but what a mistake, cause this motherfucker yelling at me all in my face, in this dirty ass latrine, 50 men in the room, running laps up in the mud at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm scrubbing toilets, doing laundry, and feeling the pain, if I didn't know no better, I think boy, what's my name, same bullshit line, so many bits for me, got a nigga twisted up in this illusion of freedom, fuck this shit, I'm out tomorrow, made up my mind, everything Diablo said I'm finding out was a lie, that's when my unit got the call, the commander in chief, want a ground troop assignments, keeping peace in the east, what a relief, I'm thinking finally something new, shipped us off and 20 hours later we was en route, touchdown around 11, the desert was brutal, then the ground split and caught us by surprise from the shooting. Seen him blow the spine out his back. In the minefield, we was reeling from the attack. Seen the MO's hand upon the receiver, still attached. When the arm on it set off the beacon, then I mashed through the first truck. Blood and guts splash in my face. Cut the kids down, couldn't have been no older than eight. What the fuck is going on? Who we fighting and why? Killing kids, killing killers. Who the fuck is supplying? I'm crying out for protection, but none of it came. So I dumped in all directions till the heater was drained. But that night vision shit wasn't helping us win. Caught around a friendly fire, but it wasn't so friendly, we simply got lucky. Headed back to the base, seen soldier wait for woman, shot a dead in the face. Guts stuck to my clothes, body parts galore. If this a peacekeeping mission, I ain't ready for war. And now I'm back home bitter and sick and contagious. And I'm knowing we some bullies, that's why everyone hate us. Still broke than a motherfucker, niggas is starving. And that job training shit is only good for the army. I guess I should have been a CO and kept up a file. Should have listened when my homie said we murder for oil. Now I'm fucking with this wheelchair, ain't nothing the same. And I'm knowing confrontation's more than video. Video games, war is pain.
I'll be going out with Soroya, otherwise known as Sally Hamady, with Eat the Rut Out. You never know what you're going to get. Get. So subscribe to the feed, or at least visit the Def Weezy Productions on the net, maybe. www.mental-escher.com.
That was Mental Escher. Guy's name is Mental Escher.
And Mental Escher.
Mental Escher, right there.
Thank you.
Mental estrogen's pretty cool.